your current situation?
So, so two of the problems I'm facing right now, one of them is what I told you, like the latency characteristics. So the, how the model is get influenced is that, let's say I train the model with a certain number of, let's say, parameters versus latency values. But the thing is that here, because of the, because the storage device is improved, most of the latency numbers I'm getting is on the lower ranges.
Hmm.
Very low, like 8 milliseconds or 10 milliseconds or,
hmm.
Or 18 milliseconds.
Hmm.
But most of the latency I get on the previous occasions are between at least above 30 milliseconds to 100 milliseconds.
So in the previous version, what kind of disk or storage system did you use?
Just a single disk, local.
Local single disk?
Yeah. It's a resource disk, I think.
Okay.
But this is a RAID 1 with four disks.
Okay, what if you change that into a single remote disk? Would that help? I mean, what are the reasons? First of all, why did we move to this network storage configuration?
Because of the migration. One of the reason was migration. We need migration in the
mm-hmm.
in the previous cases. Another reason we moved in because anyway those latency values are so high,
mm-hmm.
even with a single workload. So our problem is that if we combine, let's say, if we just cross after 10-15 workloads, the disk will be a complete bottleneck. So whatever we improve on the CPU or memory won't have any impact because the disk will be always bottleneck.
Okay.
So these are the two reasons we moved to an improved environment, storage environment.
So in this, these smaller latencies you're seeing when there's no contention or when the workload is running with other workloads sharing the same storage?
Yeah, sharing the same storage.
Okay.
Right now I'm trying with four similar workloads
hmm.
running simultaneously, issuing requests simultaneously, but still everybody is seeing at the range of 8 to 18 milliseconds around.
And this is with a 4-disk RAID?
RAID 0, yeah.
RAID 0.
With an NFS mount.
Okay. I guess the question is...
The problem is that I was checking at my values I put into the model, the training data. So let's say you have certain memory ranges.
Hmm.
Let's say you trained it's 256 to 512. Let's say this is the memory range. And all the corresponding associated latency for that numbers were really high.
Hmm.
So that's how the model gets biased. Like you, if you feed something with like same numbers but with a lower latency, it will automatically tell to say, oh, it's an improved performance.
I don't understand. You have to explain it to me some other way.
I think what I'm saying is that, let's say, sometimes what you put into the model are a little bit biased. So let's say you have lower memory values, you automatically will have higher latency numbers. Because since lower memory values means most of your IO requests are going to the actual disk.
Okay.
Not serving from the memory.
Sure.
So your associated memory values will be always high.
Mm.
But when you move to a different situation where memory is still low, but the latency is actually associated latency value will be lower in that case.
Because your storage is better.
Because my storage is better.
Right. Okay, so what if we make the storage worse by instead of using a 4-disk RAID 0, we use a 2-disk RAID 0? Does that help?
It will, yeah. I don't know. It will. How much performance it will change?
Hmm. If to reproduce the same storage as before, you would have to use just one disk, right?
One disk.
By the way, these disks you're using are SAS disks.
Yeah.
And are there SATA disks on the same machine?
I think these are all SAS or...
All SAS.
Or SSD.
Or SSD. Because one of those storage servers has SATA as well. But I think Jorge is using that one.
Okay.
So this one has SAS and SSDs.
So that's why the performances are quite better.
Okay, well, of course, the, you know, there are multiple options here. One option which is you suggested, which is to retrain the models. You can do that. But my concern is that that might take you another 1 or 2 months to...
No, it's not taking another 2 months. You don't. Maybe a week max.
For all the applications?
I mean, let's try with one or two.
Okay.
And see how our algorithm works. And eventually, once our algorithm is foolproof, we can always go back to our basic stage.
Okay.
But eventually, we'll need improved disk because right now I'm trying with four VMs.
Hmm.
But when we combine 20 VMs at just 10, after 10, it will just, the storage will be a complete bottleneck unless we have an improved version.
Right, so maybe that's the solution then. Maybe you're running 4 workloads and that's the problem. Maybe you need to run 10 workloads to get to the latencies that you saw before. And then perhaps you don't need to retrain your model all that much. You can get away with a small amount of retraining or even none. So have you thought about that?
Yeah, but I think the reason I tried with smaller numbers.
Yeah, because you have to test it.
Test it, yeah.
Right. So for the testing, the question is, for testing, you test certain aspects of the system, right? Maybe not all aspects of the system,
mm-hmm.
because you don't have a model that tells you what the performance is going to be at the latencies you're looking at in your test environment.
So far, the syntactically, or the program is fine. The other
syntax, you mean like the programming syntax?
No, not just programming syntax, but semantically, let's say.
Okay.
Let's say the program is fine.
Okay.
I tested with, like, automatically, like, choosing data set, like, on my own, like, from the workload, seeing workload, and putting it right down, it, like, how much it will be, like guessing it, like, and it worked fine.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's good. So that's one suggestion. One is to, multiple suggestions, right? One is to slow down the disk by using a 2-disk RAID 1.
Mm-hmm.
The other is that test whatever you can with this 4 workload. But then, since you're going to actually deploy a much more workload, you will start seeing the latencies where your model actually works.
It's
eventually.
Probably 10-15 workloads at least.
Yeah, exactly. So, and if that is your target, then maybe you're still okay, right? It might make sense for you to run 10 workloads and see what happens, right?
Mm.
And then if that doesn't work, then you can try to add more training points and retrain your model, right? So that's the other possibility.
Okay, but another problem is something different,
is
how I'm collecting the results.
Okay.
So I'm collecting the results, like I put a timer, like it's 5 minutes or whatever I choose. I think I choose 5 minutes right now. So, but the problem is that, like, the way I'm collecting data is like I'm SSH to the VM and copy the performance result to my local machine where I'm running the algorithm.
SCP,
basically. Mm. But what is happening is that sometimes they're too busy with the IO request, like it takes even order a 1 minute just to copy because it's not taking any SSH connection, incoming SSH connection.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. I mean, the operating system needs to be able to handle multiple processes, including the SSH server process. I don't really know what's really going on. Is this file that you're copying a very big file?
No.
It's like a small text file?
Small text file, few kilobytes. But the thing is that the copying operation itself is not taking any time, but the accepting of another request.
You mean the SCP request?
SCP request. It's taking forever.
Shouldn't happen because, so that is running inside some other VM? Or what is it running in? Where is your, what are you SSHing into? Into each of those VMs?
Each of those VMs. Correct.
And so the whole thing takes 1 minute or just each of those takes 1 minute?
Each one, some of them.
Doesn't sound right. Something is not right here.
And also, it's also the interval thing. because each VM is producing results at a certain interval. So I put it like 1 minute interval. The file bench workload is reporting its intermediate results at a 1 minute interval.
Okay.
So that interval and the global interval are not the same, are not running at the same synchronous way.
What is the global interval here?
The global interval is 5 minutes.
When you collect the results.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean the workload has run 5 minutes inside this virtual machine.
But every minute it's reporting something, right?
Yeah, but that minute is specific to its local clock cycle.
Sure. Yeah. That's fine.
So what is happening is that, let's say you let it run your workload for 5 minutes, and it produces results at 1 minute interval. And when you copy it after from the outer perspective, from the outer machine, you copy the performance after 5 minutes. It just finished maybe just 3 minutes of run.
Okay, we completely off like that. I mean, that the first guy is running every 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other guy is running every 1 minute.
Yes.
Does it delete previous results?
No.
So what happens? I mean, every time it finishes 5 runs, it creates a new file.
No. It just creates another set of results. It's doing the same operation over and over again.
No, but where are you? I mean, what is the medium of communication between these two
files?
So every time you write a file, it's a new file, right? Every time you do 5 runs, you create a new file.
Yeah. No. You can do it a new file, or you can just append to a file, whatever way you want.
I see. And you keep appending to the file.
Yes.
And this guy keeps getting the same file with a few more entries.
No, what it does is it takes the last 5 minutes entry. I mean, it doesn't need to copy the complete file. We just need the last 5 minutes of performance.
Hmm.
Because that's what we focus on.
So this other process somehow, I mean, but you're doing an SCP of a file, right?
No, it's an SSH. It parses it and then copies it.
That's a lot of work. I mean, the thing is that you don't need to do it that way. Every time you finish 5 runs, right, start writing to a new file. And you could just SCP newer files every time.
I think the newer file, the problem is that you might want to check back what happened previously.
Well, you already have that because you transferred it in the previous round. Right? The reason I'm saying is that maybe part of the delay is associated with parsing this whole thing. Parsing the file. What if you just do an SCP? See how long. Did you try how long that takes?
That also sometimes takes time. I tried it.
Like a simple SCP of a small file?
Yes. Not maybe minute, but little wise. Still takes a little bit time.
Takes a seconds?
Few seconds. Definitely.
Doesn't sound right. Something else that you're missing here then. Could it be that because the file somehow there is no end of file character or something like that, it keeps reading through it or waiting for the file to be complete before it can finish what it's doing? I mean, even for the SCP, right?
Mm-hmm.
The file doesn't get closed, then how do you open the file in append mode, or?
It's just I redirect the output to a file. Whatever the benchmark is doing, I'm redirecting the output to a file.
Okay, what's the delay? Where is the name of the VM?
Sunset.
Is it running right now?
Yeah, but it's an IP address, I don't remember now.
Okay. We can go to the lab and see what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.